Many states, including Washington, allow parents to opt out of getting their children vaccinated. Well, a measles outbreak at Disneyland has led California lawmakers to eliminate the religious and personal exemptions for kids' vaccinations. There was a similar measure before the Washington state legislature, but it failed. Representative June Robinson from Everett sponsored the bill. She's afraid it might take another Disneyland to get people's attention here in Washington state.
That was one of the things that ran through my mind when I knew the bill wasn't going to move this year. I just thought, you know, unfortunately, it's going to take something really terrible to happen in order to get the public will around this. I hope that's not the case. I hope that cool heads and smart people can prevail here and that we can pass legislation and get our immunization rates up without a terrible incident happening. I introduced the bill out of concern for the health of our children and our communities. You know, not too long ago, we considered infectious diseases like measles and whooping cough to be eradicated, and now we're seeing them resurface and circulate through our communities at a pretty alarming rate and frequency. So I wanted to, you know, take action that would encourage more people to get immunized and immunize their children. And really, my goal is to protect our kids' health and our and the health of our communities.
How did your bill differ from the California bill, which says parents can no longer use religious or personal exemptions?
Well, my bill was actually a little less strict than the California bill. It would have eliminated the personal exemption, but continued to allow the religious and medical.
And just to be clear, personal exemption means a parent can just say, I don't want my kid to get vaccinated. End of story?
Well, pretty much, although a few years ago, the Washington State Legislature did pass a bill that said that they need to talk to a healthcare professional before they are allowed to use that exemption. So there is a little bit of accountability in there, but we still find that many parents do use that pretty easily to exempt their children.
Now, a lot of public health officials are saying it's really necessary for kids to get vaccinated. You have the threat of what we saw down at Disneyland with the measles outbreak, and they say there's lots of parts of our state where there are high percentages of kids who are not vaccinated. Why did this bill fail?
Well, immunizations, as you know, are a hot topic. Many people feel strongly, very strongly on both sides of the issue. And I think ultimately the bill failed because we just couldn't get enough votes to move it. We just couldn't get the support that we needed in order to move it forward in the legislature.
What kind of justifications were you hearing from members of the legislature who opposed you on why they didn't think that these exemptions should be left off?
I think for most people, it was around the personal choice versus sort of the government telling me how I need to, you know, raise my kids, that sort of personal freedom argument that folks felt strongly about.
So they felt this was interfering with parenting?
Correct.
You obviously don't. Why not?
I am a public health professional myself. I have a master's degree in public health and work at King County Public Health when I'm not in the legislature. And I know how important it is for our community's health, for children and adults to get immunized. I mean, I think we as a country and as a state and, you know, communities have really lost our collective memory of how terrifying these infectious diseases can be. You know, we forget about the long-lasting, lifelong disabilities that can be caused by infectious diseases. You know, German measles is one example where, you know, if a pregnant woman comes in contact with someone who has rubella during her pregnancy, or there's a strong possibility that her children will be born blind or, you know, severely disabled as a result of that. And I just think that, again, we've forgotten how devastating these diseases can be. A lot of people just kind of brush it off and say, you know, oh, I had chicken pox when I was a kid. It wasn't a big deal. I stayed home from school a couple of days and I got better. But if you are immune compromised in any way, people fighting cancer and can't be immunized, for them, it's a matter of life and death.
Well, it sounds as though restricting the options for parents to opt out of vaccinations is dead for this year. What's the plan moving forward?
I've already been meeting with stakeholders, folks in the medical community, public health community, schools, to see what we can see where we can move next year. I don't know whether I'll introduce the same bill or a different one, but we will continue to work on ways to improve the immunization rates in our communities.
Representative June Robinson from Everett. Today, the Washington State Department of Health reported that a woman in Clallam County died from measles this past spring, the first person in the U.S. to die from measles since 2003, the first person in Washington State to die from measles since 1990. So the debate over exemptions for children getting vaccinations is going to only grow louder.